On Tuesday's front page, Mitt Romney is picking up steam, but the discord continues among conservatives. The face-off with Iran is complicating President Obama's re-election campaign. He has to balance choices that could hurt the economic recovery or his image as a world leader. And Rochester, New York has been a job growth leader in New York State, even though Kodak has shed more than 50,000 jobs. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Mitt Romney came under attack during a debate in South Carolina. The other Republican candidates questioned his business background and his character. With 5 days left before the South Carolina primary, they called on him to release his tax returns. They also demanded that he say whether his corporate buyout firm had created or killed jobs. And they said he had to account for his changing views on social issues like abortion. Romney, who had refused to release his tax returns in the past, said he'd consider making them public in April. There were only 5 candidates on the stage for the debate. Earlier, former Utah Governor John Huntsman dropped out of the race and endorsed Romney, saying he has the best chance of defeating President Obama. Huntsman also said it's time for the other candidates to stop attacking each other.
This race has degenerated into an onslaught of negative and personal attacks, not worthy of the American people, and not worthy of this critical time in our nation's history.
Tuesday's front page says the Obama administration plans to require drug companies to disclose fees they pay doctors. This covers travel and entertainment as well as medical research. Many experts say such payments can influence doctors' decisions on treatment. They also say the payments contribute to higher costs by encouraging doctors to prescribe more expensive drugs. The escalating confrontation with Iran poses a major new political threat to President Obama heading into the campaign. The sanctions he signed into law on New Year's Eve started a clock ticking. In June, just as the campaign is going into high gear, he'll have to decide whether to take action against companies that continue to buy oil through Iran's central bank. Delaying or giving countries a pass on national security grounds could bring charges that he soft on Iran. Italy's cruise liner tragedy is turning into an environmental crisis. Rough seas battered the partly submerged Costa Concordia. That's raising concern that 500,000 gallons of fuel could spill out. The ship ran aground off Tuscany in what's supposed to be a safe area for dolphins and whales. Italy's environment minister declared a state of emergency there as the ship's owner accused the captain of causing the wreck, which left at least 6 people dead and 29 missing. The company says he carried out an unapproved, unauthorized maneuver that took the giant luxury liner too close to the rocky shoreline. Tuesday's Times looks at school children who commute to class in California. Home is across the border in Mexico. They were born in this country, so they're U.S. citizens. Their parents moved back to Tijuana because it's cheaper there. Some pay tuition, but most don't, and some lie about where they live. The children have educators and sociologists debating whether it's in this country's best interest to let them go to school here. Rochester, New York used to be the ultimate company town, with 60,000 people working for Eastman Kodak. Fewer than 6,000 work there now. And Xerox and Bosch and Lomb have also shed thousands of jobs. But Times reporter Peter Applebaum says Rochester is not a simple story of decline and decay in the Rust Belt. Rochester has been a leader in job growth in recent years. The biggest employer now is the University of Rochester, which runs 2 hospitals. Inside Tuesday's Times, same-sex marriage has got a boost in Washington State. Governor Christine Gregoire said she changed her mind in part because of conversations she had with her daughters. The bill's sponsors say they're now just a few votes short, and several undecided lawmakers could vote yes. For years, people in Golden, Colorado have been fighting to keep the Denver Beltway from splitting their community. They appear to have beaten it, at least for now. Federal and state money for new highways faded with the recession. Negotiations for a new public and private extension of the road broke off last month. Nigeria swallowed a hard lesson, cut subsidies for gas, and people will take to the streets. President Goodluck Jonathan gave in after a week-long general strike. He partly restored the fuel subsidy. It cost the Nigerian government about $8 billion a year. 2 years ago, the International Monetary Fund said getting rid of fuel subsidies was an important first step toward shoring up Nigeria's finances. Egypt wants a $3.2 billion loan from the IMF. Egypt's military rulers are bowing to reality. The loan package they want is more or less what they negotiated last year, but they backed off, saying they didn't want the IMF to impose conditions. But tourism has collapsed amid the unrest, so has foreign investment. Egypt's foreign currency reserves are down from about $36 billion before the revolution to only about $10 billion now. Britain's education minister had an idea for celebrating Queen Elizabeth II's Diamond Jubilee. He said, get her a new yacht. After all, the Royal Yacht Britannia was decommissioned in 1997. Education Minister Michael Gove had a $90 million vessel in mind. Gove outlined the idea in a letter that was leaked to The Guardian. He said it wasn't something to spend public money on when Britain is teetering on the edge of a new recession, but that was something his Labour opponents ignored. Here in New York, a poll found widespread opposition to Governor Andrew Cuomo's plan for a huge convention center at Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens. 57% are against it, according to the poll from the Siena College Research Institute. The governor, speaking to reporters at a memorial observance for Martin Luther King's birthday, predicted people would change their minds once they heard about the jobs the convention center would create and its minimal cost to taxpayers. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.